Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the phone with me, I have Cody Owenstein from Hadestown, which is coming to the Peace Center October 5th through the 10th. We're so excited for Broadway to be back. We're so excited for Broadway to be coming to our town and the Peace Center. We love the performances. What can people expect from Hadestown? Because before the shutdown, it was the talk and the toast of Broadway.
Absolutely. Hadestown is a wonderful, very American folk music retelling of the Orpheus and Eurydice myth, and also the Hades and Persephone myth. We sort of have these twin myths that are intertwined and retold through the music of Aeneas Mitchell, a wonderful folk singer-songwriter who developed this piece over the course of many, many years. Into a musical retelling of those myths using American folk music, New Orleans jazz, roots music, and a very sort of rootsy American vernacular to tell this very epic story.
In ninth grade, Mrs. Harris, our honors English teacher, decided it was advantageous for us to have not only a poetry notebook, but also a mythology notebook. So I know this story. Let's talk about some of this story with Orpheus and Eurydice as he goes back. He makes a deal to go into Hadestown and makes a deal to sings to get his wife out. Then, of course, there's the legendary "Don't Look Back, Don't Look Back." And of course, we see this through the musical. Well, let's talk about how it intertwines into something, a love so great. And that's such a beautiful thing. How a song, I love how in the promos it says this, a song could change your life forever.
Absolutely. So Orpheus within our story, he's a songwriter. He has been touched by the muses and has this sort of divine inspiration. And he meets Eurydice, and it's love at first sight. But when she dies and goes down to the underworld, and I won't reveal too much about that because there's some interesting sort of retellings and reimaginings of that part of the myth. But when she goes down to the underworld, he decides to go after her, to follow her and try to bring her back. And he uses his song, his gift from the muses to both sing his way into the underworld and also to try to sing to convince Hades, the king of the underworld, the king of Hadestown in our version, to let his love go. And Hades, he lets her go, but with some conditions, which is that if they walk out of hell, Orpheus is never allowed to turn around and look behind to see if she's still following. It is a sad song and a tragic song with an incredible romance at the core of it.
Let's talk about all the accolades that this show won before everything shut down, beginning with the pandemic. Let's talk about how many, it was the toast of the town. Let's talk about how many Tonys, how many awards, and how many people in the show just walked away with so much, because it's deservedly so.
Absolutely. The The show was, I believe, nominated for 14 Tonys in the last Tonys right before the shutdown, won 8, including Best Musical, Best Original Score, Best Performance by an Actor. Our wonderful actor, Andre DeShields from the Broadway Company, won for his iconic portrayal of Hermes, our narrator character. Our director, Rachel Chavkin, won, and as the music director, a win that was dear to my heart, was the Best Orchestrations. Our orchestrators, Michael Chorney and Todd Sikafoos, who have been working with Anais Mitchell on Hadestown for decades now, since the earliest days of her conceiving this piece, won for their incredible arrangements for this 7-piece band. Oh, I just made the show so much more expensive for our producers by adding 10 people. No, 7-piece band.
You'll be 7-piece band that
Travis. Yeah, right. Exactly. Hopefully not me. Yeah. No. Wonderful band with very, very unique arrangements and orchestrations, which also were Tony winning in the last Tonys.
I'm so excited. And let's talk about, you mentioned your involvement with a show. Let's talk about all that you've been involved with the show, and you continue to be, because they have you out here on the circuit making all the stops for the Q&As. So let's talk about your involvement. You mentioned as music director.
Yes. So I'm the music director for the national tour. I was the associate music director for the Broadway production as well. I will be, when you come and see the show, I'll be playing piano and conducting from the piano and switching over to accordion from time to time. It's a very diverse score with a lot of different textures. Everyone doubles up. Our trombone player also plays the glockenspiel at times, which truly, it's one of those scores that you have to hear to understand how it works. Because when I say folk music and jazz, New Orleans jazz, American roots music, I know you don't necessarily picture glockenspiel and accordion, but these arrangements are really extraordinary and just wonderfully inventive ways of approaching this very American music.
I could totally see it. Especially when you said accordion, I'm like, well, you mentioned it's in New Orleans. That definitely falls right in there with that sound and that feel. But I'm so excited Absolutely. About it. And you will have at the stage door, you will have 10 musicians waiting to get hired, because it went from 7 to 17 under you.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I look forward to meeting them all.
That's when you say, we're going to talk about interning, and interns never get paid.
Right, exactly.
I love it. So we're so excited for the show to be pulling into town. And I get so excited because I don't live too far from the Peace Center, and those trucks pulling into downtown, and you see everything unloading and getting ready for the show. It's just like the buzz and the excitement. The load in is huge. So it's like, I'm so glad to officially welcome you back to the Peace Center, because on behalf of everyone that comes on these Broadway tours, we're so happy everything is back. We're so happy Broadway's back, and we're so happy to welcome you to our town, Cody.
Well, thank you so much. We're so excited to be there. And it was such a dark time for the performing arts for the last couple of years, not being able to be in front of an audience. And so it's just it feels like such a privilege to get to travel with this show, especially a show that is about the healing nature of music. That Orpheus, he goes to the underworld and tries to sort of change the world and change the scene with his song, and it's exciting to be able to do that as well with this incredibly diverse and vibrant cast and band.
I think it's meant to be, this being our opening show for this season of post the pandemic close down. So I think it's perfect, like the healing nature of music. And of course, you're a creative person. If we're not creating, we're not living up to our soul's potential. So glad to welcome you back to the theater.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So glad to be back.
Thank you. I know. Exactly. I totally understand. So thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you when it opens on the 5th at the Peace Center. Thank you so much, Cody. And have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
An Odyssey Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.